Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special schus for Rav Aaron Yitzchak ben Esther, Bracha Vatzlach B'chama Seyadav, and for my beloved friend, Rav Daniel Simcha ben Chava Rezel, with whom I discussed this issue. He should be Zocha to Bracha Vatzlach B'chama Seyadav, and a Zivug Hagun Bekarov. We're going to be learning the issue of blowing Chatzotzros Bizman Hazeh, based on the Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, Chelikit Aleph, Simon Tazayin. There's a letter that he writes to his very beloved friend, Hagon Rabbi Yisrael Veltz, formerly the Rav in Budapest, a Rosh of Beis Din, and who later moved down to Yerushalayim, who corresponded quite a bit with Rav Waldenberg. Rav Waldenberg says, I don't really want to express my opinion about this matter, as to whether we should blow chatzotzos by the Kotel Ma'aravi when there's an Eis Tzara. However, I will do so because you are a Gaon Yisrael, and I don't want to refuse you. The issue begins in our tshuva with a Rambam in the Sefer in the Yad HaChazakah in Hilchos Tainis Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, who says that it's a mitzvah esei min haTorah to blow chatzotzos when we have a tzara. Al hatzara tzara eschem be'erosim bechatzotzos. Any type of tzara we have, the Rambam says, it could be a drought, it could be a pestilence, people are dying, it could be locusts, any type of tzara, it could be high property tax. We have these tzars. It gets so high. We blow b'chatzotzos. Then we have a pasuk. It seems to be d'oraisa. The only problem is that the Beis Yosef and the Ramah don't bring it. The Beis Yosef in his house and his bayis doesn't bring it. The Ramah and his mappa on the shulchan and his tablecloth that he calls it on the shulchan atar and the shulchan aruch, he doesn't bring this. And it wasn't done throughout the generations to blow b'chatzotzos beis tzara. And we don't want to be motzi laz and all the generations. So the Magen Avraham and Tavkuf Ayin Vav, Rav Avraham Gumbiner, one of the major Ashkenazi poskim, Lo Sekelim on the Shulchan Aruch, 400 years ago. So he says, look at the Rambam. Why aren't we blowing Beis Tzara? So maybe people are so mech on the Prima Gadim than a Siv Chaim, or a machalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlar. It's only in Eretz Yisrael it's a mitzvah. Okay, but what about in Eretz Yisrael? There still is the mitzvah, and the Chida brings this down in the Machzik Bracha. He says, so why aren't we blowing in Eretz Yisrael b'chatzotzos? However, it would seem to be that there's a mistake here. The Magen Avraham did not mean, how come we're not blowing chatzotzos? The Magen Avraham meant, how come we're not blowing shofar? There's really very little tzad to blow b'chatzotzos, and we'll explain why. The Magid Mishnah in Halacha Dalid quotes the Rambam to blow chatzotzos. Magid Mishnah is not happy with the Rambam. He has a whole discussion. And he concludes like the Rashba, that in the Mikdash there's Chatzotzos and Shofar, and in Gvulin it's only one. It's either Chatzotzos or Shofar. And that's why in the Gonim it says that Betanios we blow b'Shofar, because we have a choice to do either one. So the Halacha, he says, Lav Dafka b'Chatzotzos, either Chatzotzos or Shofar. The Beis Yosef in Tur, Siman Tov Tavkuf Ayin Tes, brings the Rambam, brings the Magid Mishnah, and he adds, there's also a rhyme at the end of the first parak of Tainis, that Tkios are b'shofar and not b'chatzotzos, and so too Rav the Razah, the Baal HaMaor, in the name of the Gaonim, and so some buchach like that in the Yerushalmi. And when it says in the Gemara in Ra'o Beis Din, it's mashma that in Tanios, that they would blow b'chatzotzos, that's talking about Tanios in the Mikdash, b'mamet kol Yisrael. But b'gvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're only blowing shofar. So we have Achra Brura from the Marna Beis Yosef, that not only in gvulin is it not necessary to blow chatzotzos, shofar is enough. Adarabba, he says you should blow dafka b'shofar. The Magid Mishnah says you have a choice. The Beis Yosef says dafka shofar, not chatzotzos. So that explains why Bisman is there. We're not blowing the chatzotzos. And on that comes along the Magen Avraham, and he says, hey, so let's blow the shofar. So we have Rishon, who say to blow shofar, how come we're not blowing shofar? And on that the Prima Gadim and the Nesiv Chaim say, because shofar is only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. And Tak in Eretz Yisrael, there are people who blew shofar. As it says in the Sefer Shvilei David, the Eretz Yisrael, Tokum Gai Machshav. But chatzotzos, whoever thought to blow chatzotzos? And not that they didn't throughout the generations blow shofar, even in Eretz Yisrael. So it seemed that maybe Eretz Yisrael has to be Tachas Yadeinu. We were never in power in Eretz Yisrael. Or maybe only when the Gzera was on Rov Yisrael, brought by the Mishnah Berurah. Agav, the Mishnah Berurah also says that the mitzvah is Lav Dafka B'chatzotzus. It could also be B'shofar. And therefore the Tzitz says, Ve'en gam la'alos ha'alev l'chadish kazos. We're not going to be mechadish chatzotzus. Because chatzotzus together with shofar, if it's done alone, it might not be necessary. If it's done with shofar, it might be usher. There's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah of Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibra Maskel Tanya Nami Hochi, who explains the Das HaGaonim that we're knowing to blow shofaris b'tanios. And he says the Gaonim are correct. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Rav Yossi wanted to blow either chatzotzus or chatzotzus with shofar. And they said, b'gvulin, it's only shofar, there's no chatzotzus. And the Ritva brings the Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashba that in Bigvulin, outside the Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to blow shofars and chatzotzos together. And he concludes, Umeata mashenoagim ha'olam b'shofar shumatzui harishus b'yadam. So you're allowed to blow shofar, provided that they don't bring chatzotzus. And the Ritva says v'nachonu. V'nachonu. The only time we're going to be blowing, the only thing we're going to be blowing b'gvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Beis HaMikdash is chatzotzus, but outside the Beis HaMikdash is Dafka Shofras. And that it says in the Gemara that we have an option of Shofar or Chatzotzus, so that's only if it's the gathering of all or most of the Jews B'Shas Melchama. But Stamet Hainas Sibur is only Shofras. Stamet Sar is only Shofras. Not Chatzotzus. But Chatzotzus with Shofras together is an Isser, and that's what they wanted to do at this time. The letter was being written, Tavshin Lamed, in 1970. They wanted to blow chatzotzos and shofars together. The Rashba says, no, don't bring chatzotzos together with the shofar, just shofar. So if we're going to be knowing something, it's manik something. If we're going to bring in some new minog, it's going to be shofars, not chatzotzos. And then the Revelt brings the Igros Moshen, or Chaim Siman Kaf Sukuf Samachtes, who quotes the Ritva in Tainis Daf Yadalit, that since you need Chatzotzus in a Tainis, in France they were noik to be tokei at all the Tainis Sibur, because we don't have the proper biblical Chatzotzus. However, if you look in the Ritva, first of all, it's not on Daf Yadalit, it's on Daf Yad Beis. And it's not exact, it's not precise to quote the Ritva that way, because the Ritva is only writing according to the opinion that you blow Chatzotzus, and he says, we don't have the biblical Chatzotzus. But the Ritva himself says, Ein zem mechuvar, it's not true, it's not clear to me, this opinion. His opinion is, like his opinion in Maseches Rosh Hashanah we quoted earlier, that there are no chatzotzos b'gvulin. And that the chatzotzos are only going to be b'knufia de kol Yisrael, the gathering of the Jewish people. But if it's a tainus tzara of one city, or even a medina, even if it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's only going to be shofars. Outside of the Beis HaMikdash is shofars. And therefore he praises the minhag of the Gaon to blow shofar. And it's a pel in the Maram Shik. And Sefer HaMitz, it's Mr. Shin Pei Hei, who quotes the Ritva in Tainis that we just quoted, but he omits the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, who asers, which is a longer shtickle, who asers the blowing of chatzotzos together with shofars. And that the correct way is b'shofars. However, the Igros Moshe said something very important in this tshuva, is Machadesh, that even according to those who hold that the Kiyas b'chatzotzus, you need those chatzotzus that were made in the Mikdash And that's why the Rambam includes in his Sefer HaMitzvahs in one mitzvah, the mitzvah of Tkiyah B'Shas HaKarbanos and the Tkiyah B'Itos Tzara. Just like B'Itos Tzara, you need, just like Ala Karbanos, you need biblical shofars from the Beis HaMikdash, so too B'Itos Tzara. We don't know what they are, we don't know how to make them. And that's incidentally, it's very interesting that the Rambam quotes them together, two different mitzvahs apparently, the Nosei Kelim Wonder, Tkiyah B'Shas Tzara, Tkiyah on the Karbanos. So more of a rabbi, the Talmud Rebbe Shlita said very beautifully that they're both Inyanim of Simcha. Just like when you're blowing on the Karbanos, B'Zman HaRegel, Yom Simchaschem, Moadechem, Rochechotcheichem. So just like there it's B'Simcha, so too B'Eis Tzara, you're also blowing B'Simcha. Givaldik, that's why the Rambam puts them together. Akopanim, Igros Moshe says, we don't have those chatzotzos from the time of the Mikdash. And we can also add the Yavetz and the Moruk Tziyah. He says the mitzvah is only in Eretz Yisrael, and it's only with Kohanim Yuchasim. We don't have, we're not sure if our Kohanim are Kohanim. And they have to be biblical chatzotzos, we don't know exactly what they are. The Aruch HaShulchan, Tav Kufayin Sif Dalet, writes that this blowing with chatzotzos is only minatora, is only minatora b'zman habayis. Bariyosim chatzotzos b'zman habayis. B'zman churban, it's only to rabbanan, and therefore it says in Rosh Hashanah that it's only b'shofar b'zman hazeh. That b'zman hazeh were blowing, and therefore they were metaking. Not the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but that they were metaking to blow on Rosh Hashanah, on the Eitz Sarah with shofars, like on Rosh Hashanah, look there in the Aruch HaShulchan, and not b'chatzotzos, because chatzotzos is not a mitzvah b'zman hazeh. It's only b'zman habayis, and the Sefer HaChinuch includes in the same mitzvah the tkiyah b'chatzotzos b'mikdash u'b'itos Sarah, and he's not mechalek between the two. Between Tkiyos B'Mikdash U'Bitos Sara. And then he writes that it's only Noig B'Zman Abayis U'B'Kohanim. So that's a siyata for the Igros Moshe. Who says that the Chatzotzos are only in the Mikdash. So too, the Chinuch, it's only B'Zman Abayis U'B'Kohanim. Memela, now it's not Zman Abayis, and now we don't have Kohanim. Then we also have the Smag. The Smag says that it's not a mitzvah b'chlal. It's a haftacha, that if we blow chatzotzos, Hashem will help us. We'll do tshuva and Hashem will help us. And this is brought by the Maram Shik, Aruch Chaim Simen Reish Sadi Dalet, the Mari Asa, the Talmud, both Talmidim, the Chasim Sofer, Simen Kuf Pei Gimel. Not only that, in the Sifri and Baalos, the Machlokas Tanakam and Rebbe Akiva, if the Chatzotzos were said on all Eis Saras, Rebbe Akiva says all Eis Saras, the Tanakam says no, only Mechemes Gogol Magog, the Pasuk says we'll be saved, only a war where Mamish is going to be safe from, there will be no wars afterwards, Gogol Magog. So Stam, you don't blow Chatzotzos. So we have a lot of deos that b'chlav is no mitzvah b'zman hazeh to blow chatzotzos. Chatzotzos with shofars is mamish going to be aser, according to some. We don't know how to make the chatzotzos. There's also shaila and poskim and how you make the chatzotzos begvulin. Is it mishal kesef, the whole chatzotzra, or is it the whole trumpet is mishal kesef, or only the mouth and the rest of it is from a horn? It says Koach HaShor, it's Koach HaDin. This is discussed by the Turiyev and Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavav, the Mari Asad. So we don't know how to make the Chatzotzos. We don't have Kohanim Yuchasim. We don't have the Beis HaMikdash. So according to many, there's no Chatzotzos B'Zman Hazeh. And if we do anything, it's going to be shofars. However, recently they had a Atzeres Tefillah for the three missing boys, Kadosh Baruch Hu should be machzir them b'mehera b'mehera b'mehera. Ufduya Hashem yeshuvu nuvol etzion berina, and they were blowing chatzotzus, and that is a minig at the Kotel Ma'arovi. They are blowing b'chatzotzus, and what do they have to rely on? They have a Rambam, so we're not going to get too nervous. They're going against the Tzitz Eliezer. We have a Rambam, and since we have a Rambam, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to say, oh, our Mekayim HaMitzvah according to the Rambam. But the Tzitz Eliezer's conclusion is not to blow chatzotzus, if anything, shofar. And once the Tzitz Eliezer was already talking about the Kotel, because this question was asked, should they blow with chatzotzus by the Kotel? He says that they have a room where they have all the Aronos Kodesh, and then people go and get the Sefer Torah and they bring it to the Minyan. And the Tzitz Eliezer says that that's not the right thing to do. You have to go to the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah doesn't come to you. Achrei Hashem Elokim Elokechem Teilechu, you go after God. He brings a Yerushalmi and Yuma Perek Zayin Halacha Aleph to that effect. And therefore people are in jail, you don't bring them a Sefer Torah. You don't bring it to them, you go to the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah doesn't come to you. The Maaser Rav brings the name of the Gra, that even Micheder Lecheder you don't. Certainly not to another bias. So this is Mamish, to bring it from where? Inside the Tana, where they have the Sefer Torah, to outside, it's Mamish like me bias le bias. So the Tzitz Eliezer is not happy with this Minuk, but this Tshuva, just like the first part of the tshuva, people are not knowing like that. The people, in fact, are blowing today with the chatzotzus. People also are bringing the sefer Torah out to themselves. So kvodo hamaod gadol shel Tzitz Eliezer b'makom amunach. But the olam is not knowing as his psak, and we should all be zoche lilmod ulelamid lishma v'lasis, and we should be zoche that in the zchus of our tkios and our zaakos and our crying out to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he should save us from all of our enemies, and we should emir to Hashem. Bizoche legu'ula hashleima. As the tzitz ends off the tshuva, that Hashem kol tura yakshi v'yishma l'kol tkiyasenu b'shofer v'zakes libenu b'tfilasenu v'yimayr v'yochish gulasenu v'tus nafshenu hashleima v'vias mashir tzidkenu u'v'vinyan beis mikdashenu v'sifartenu v'mheir v'yameinu. Amen. And Valdem begins with a bracha to his good friend Revelts. Bebirchas chag sameach loy ulechol. This is written right before Shavuos. Ulechol asher ba'olo ol yisharim yivoyroch. Likras chag matan tarasenu hakdosha. Yedido oz doresh shlomo. Be'ava rab tamid. Be'ava rab of ne'amona. And then he signs his name. So we zoche to read a responsum of the Holy Tzitz Eliezer, and we've done in the past. I see the next tshuva here is about Tachanan and Bar Mitzvah Day. We already learned that tshuva once together a number of years ago, and I gave in honor of my son's Bar Mitzvah. From Mordechai ben Nechagittel, he should be Zochet Ebrachel, Atzlach and Ali and Ruchnias. Al Kopanim, we should be Zochet to learn more of these very interesting tshuvas together. And Mishacharev Beis HaMikdash, Ein LaLakadosh Baruch Hu B'Lomo. So the place of the Shiras HaShechina after the Churban Beis HaMikdash is in the Arba Amos of Halacha. So we should be zocheh to learn. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.